Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about using volume automation to build tension and release in drum and bass, right inside Ableton Live. It's beginner-friendly, practical, and full of hands-on tips you can apply immediately. Tempo example throughout is 174 BPM. That's our working speed. Let's jump in. Lesson goal: you'll learn when to automate volume versus other parameters, reliable device chains for gain control, concrete automation shapes and timings for DNB builds and drops, and arrangement tricks like pre-drop dips and snare roll crescendos. Quick overview of the setup you'll want before you start. Open Ableton Live in Arrangement View. Press Tab to toggle Session and Arrangement and press A to show automation lanes. Create a drum rack, a bass track, and a pad or ambience track. Group your drum tracks into a drum and perk group. Create two return tracks, reverb on return A and delay on return B. Put a utility device at the end of each major chain, drums, bass, and group. Why utility? It's simple, DB precise, and safe. It won't be affected by clip fades or device pre/post-ordering mistakes. Now the first practical, a snare or hat crescendo across an 8-bar build. Program an 8-bar roll and place a utility at the end of that roll's track. Start the utility gain at -6 dB so you have headroom. In arrangement, open the utility automation lane and create two points, bar 1 at -6 dB and bar 8 at 0 dB. That gives you a 6 decibel swell. Make the line slightly curved, an S-curve, to get a musical crescendo instead of a linear digital ramp. If you want snappier energy, do this over 4 bars or even 2 bars. DNB often uses 2 to 8 bar windows for builds. Next, the pre-drop spike and silence for maximum contrast. On the drum group, add a utility and automate a sharp dip right before the drop. For example, from 2 bars before the drop at 0 dB, ramp down to -10 dB over the last half bar, hold for a quarter bar, then snap back to 0 dB on the drop. This short vacuum makes the drop hit much harder psychologically. Coach note: think contrast, not brute force. Small, well-timed reductions make increases feel more powerful. Send automation is a low-effort, high-return trick. For pads and ambience, automate the send to reverb during the build. For example, from -12 dB up to -4 dB across 8 bars. Then, in that pre-drop moment, automate the send to 0 or negative infinity to make the element suddenly dry and punchy on the drop. To automate sends, open the track sends dropdown and pick return A or B. Bass automation: keep the sub steady and automate mids and highs. If your bass is layered inside an instrument rack, place a utility per layer and automate the mid/high layer's utility, leaving the sub-layer static. A typical move: reduce the mid layer by -6 dB during the build, then snap it up on the drop. Another option is to automate a saturator drive on the mid layer from 0 to about +4 over the final bar. You get perceived loudness without trashing the low end. Clip-based micro-automation is great for detailed rhythmic motion. For audio clips like breaks, use the clip volume envelope inside clip view. Draw small 1/16th note steps that increase in amplitude to create a rolling snare effect. This is how you humanize rolls without touching the track fader. Sidechain ducking is another tension tool. Put a compressor on the bass, enable sidechain, and pick your kick or snare as the source. Try ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 20 ms, release 50 to 120 ms. And set the threshold so the bass ducks around 4 to 8 decibels on hits. To increase tension, you can automate the compressor's threshold or ratio during the build so the pumping gets heavier before the drop. Timing and shapes: slow tension is an 8-bar ramp, medium tension 4 bars, rapid tension 1 to 2 bars or stepped automation. Use S-curves for natural-sounding crescendos and straight lines for mechanical acceleration. For an aggressive, machine-like rise, use stepped automation. Add a fixed gain step every 1/8 or every bar. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't automate both clip volume and the track utility for the same source unless you have a clear reason. It's confusing. Don't automate the master fader for creative effects. You'll affect the entire mix and risk clipping. Avoid crazy dB swings larger than about 12 dB. For drama, shorter, sharper contrasts usually work better than massive boosts. And always check gain staging after you edit automation. Automation can suddenly push channels into overload. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB: lock the sub bass so your low end stays solid. Automate mid/high layers, saturation drive, or a narrow EQ boost around snare presence frequencies instead of raising overall level. A tiny pre-drop silence of 1/8 note, utility to negative infinity for 1/8. can be devastating in a club. Also, consider automating width on a utility before your group. Narrow the Sereno image during a build to focus energy, then widen at the drop for an instant spatial release. Teacher's coach notes you can't forget. Think in contrast. Small, well-placed reductions make increases feel much bigger. Prefer relative moves. Ranges like minus 12 to 0 or minus 6 to plus 3 are safer and more musical than giant jumps. Label your utility, devices or macros so you know what you automated later. Call it snare, crest, gain or group breath so edits are fast. Here's a quick 15 to 30 minute practice exercise you can follow now. Set tempo to 174. Build a simple 16 bar loop. Bars 1 to 8 is intro, 9 to 14 is build, 15 pre-drop, 16 drop. Load a drum rack, a bass and a pad. Add utility at the end of drum group, bass, and pad. This audio version is shortened for playback.